And welcome to our first edition of the Business Pros Radio Hour. Lindsay Vanstone with you here from the John Oakley Show this morning. A beautiful Sunday here in Toronto. Sunshine out there, 15 degrees, and it's going to be a lovely day. So thank you so much for starting your morning with us. And we're live here with you on Sunday mornings. When it comes to digital marketing, few people in this country have amassed the experience and credentials that this man has. He's the founder and CEO of Training Business Pros, which hosts the number one digital marketing and sales course in the country. So it's actually a 102-hour certification, which can be accessed by a grant through the Canada Job Program. He's trained over 50,000 businesses and entrepreneurs over the past 8 years. And 2 years ago, he launched Business Pros Marketing, which is a very different full-service digital marketing agency. With the help of his partner in business and in life, Nancy, they built a technically skilled and highly trained marketing team that overhauls entire company online projects in just a few days. That's versus the typical several months that it usually takes. He's the recipient of numerous business and marketing awards. He's even been nominated for a Juno Award in the past. How cool is that? He'll tell us more about his past life as a professional concert level jazz pianist. And I want to warmly welcome to Talk Radio AM 640, your host for the Business Pros Radio Hour. It's Mr. Paul Toby with me here.
Wow. Thank you, Lindsay. You really did your homework. Thank you so much for that great introduction. Welcome to everyone. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy days to spend some time with us. As she said, my name is Paul Toby. We're going to have a rousing time talking about your businesses and your marketing. And here's what we're going to be talking about this week.
Yeah, so give us a little overview of the show today.
Right. So a lot of people are talking about this new Google algorithm and what that means to their business in terms of search results. So we're going to be diving inside the guy who actually created it, how he came up with the idea, and how marketers can't actually exploit this particular algorithm.
Okay.
Secondly, we're going to talk about the secret psychology of persuasion. So there's two ways of looking at your online properties, your websites. One is passive and the other one is persuasive. So we're going to talk about the secret psychology of persuasion and how you can promote buying decisions or other types of calls to action.
Okay.
And in that, we're going to talk about hypnotic copywriting, the context of delivery, and even a little bit about what we call return path or remarketing. You know how you put something in your Amazon shopping cart and you don't check out and it follows you around for weeks?
Of course, it pops up on every other little website you're on.
So we're going to talk about what that is and actually how your business can use that philosophy and strategy to actually bring people back. We're going to talk about the concept of digital marketing automation and what that means. You can start thinking about your website and other online properties from a more automated perspective.
Okay.
So how can we do more things without actually manually having to take care of things? And finally, we're actually going to have some fun. We're going to run a weekly featured segment called the Online Property Challenge.
Ooh. Okay.
Just like you have a property that you own or rent and people come there and visit,
mm-hmm.
Well, you have a website, a landing page, a social media page that people can also visit. And this is where we ask a listener to call in and share one of their single pages from their website or their landing page or their social page. And we're going to analyze that and I'm going to interject some persuasiveness into that page. Where can we put things contextually so that we can prompt people to take more action?
Right.
So that, again, that's the difference between passive and persuasive, which is really the theme for the whole show today. We want to make sure that businesses understand that their website is not just a pretty brochure, that it's really supposed to engage an audience very quickly because, you know, quite frankly, people don't have a lot of time.
And people will be able to call in and even give you their website so you can look at it live on the air here. We'll take a peek and we'll give out those numbers and we'll have everybody call in. So that's coming up shortly. When we come back, we're going to learn a little bit more about Paul here. He's going to tell us a little bit more about himself if we can persuade him to. But right now, you're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Sunday morning here in Toronto, 9:14 a.m. Lindsay Vanstone from The John Oakley Show here with you, and I have Paul Tovey here in studio with me. What's great is we're already getting some emails in for Paul. We'll give you those numbers soon. If you're sitting by your phone and you have a question, we'll give you those shortly, and you can call in if you have any questions, and you can check us out online as well. Lots of great information out there, but first we gotta get to know Paul a little bit better here. So Paul, can I twist your arm? And I gave you a little bit of an intro from what I could find out, but can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. Thank you, Lindsay. I mean, some of our listeners are aware that I was actually a professional jazz musician for a little over 20 years.
So this is like your past life.
Yeah, this is my second life, actually. And I got to see a lot of the world. I think I played in a total of 16 different countries, and I made 8 albums. And
are we hearing some of you and the music in between?
Actually, yeah. I had a hand in putting some of that together, so that was fun. But in that time, I learned how to orchestrate and to conduct. Orchestrate means how do you write music for multiple instruments and put them all together, and how do you conduct them once you put that music in front of them. But as good as I was at that, I still managed to go completely broke in my early 40s for one reason or another, not the least of which is this date. Actually, 9/11 is pretty significant for me in that 15 years ago today, many of us were aware of what happened on that day, and most of us can remember where we were at that time. Well, I was driving on DuPont Street back from the Mövenpick at DuPont and Christie to my house at DuPont in Davenport, Davenport, Dufferin area.
Right.
And I remember hearing it about it on the radio, and I thought, oh, okay, this is not good, right? I ran and looked at the television just as the second plane hit the tower. Oh. And the reason why that changed my particular life is that I had just signed a recording contract for 8 new albums with one of the largest independent record companies in the world called Arcadia Records. And unfortunately, their home office was just down the street from the World Trade Center. So, you know, it's not like after the planes hit the towers, it's not like everybody was running out buying jazz albums to make themselves feel better.
Right.
And the record label kind of lost interest in that wing of the business. And so that was kind of the end of it. You can't really sustain a career without sort of record label support. So anyway, after a little soul searching, or a lot, depending on how you look at it, I mean, I did walk across Spain twice during this sort of transition period.
Could be a worse place to do some soul searching, I think.
You know, I just went out to find myself, and I heard about this thing called the Camino de Santiago, and I just went and I walked it because I was trying to figure out, well, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? I mean, things got really bad for us that I actually thought about, you know, getting a job. And as a musician, that's not really the thing that you're looking to do. But shortly during that period, I started reading and re-educating myself, and I learned 5 things that I could do to create some different results in my life.
Okay.
And now things are very different, not the least of which is my family's financial situation.
Are you sharing with us these 5 things?
I can.
Okay.
I can.
But these are the secrets that we're going to unveil slowly
exactly,
as we get to
yes.
know you better. Okay.
And you know, finance is the thing that a lot of business owners care about, because they're looking after a lot of people. They have teams, and cash flow is kind of important to that. I always say that cash flow is king, not necessarily cash is king. And of course, many people think about this, and a lot of people worry about it. Some people stress about it.
Of course.
And some people just go about methodically creating it. And those are some of the things that I learned to do.
Mm-hmm.
But to do this, I went back to a different kind of school, because I'd gone to a traditional school to learn music. I had 7 years of post-secondary school. And what I learned is traditional education tends to get traditional results.
Right.
So when I thought, okay, well, I'll go back to school, but I want to go back to a different kind of school. And that school was learning from people who actually had what I wanted. Some people who actually had some real world results, not just talk about things, not just form opinions about things and have a textbook full of things.
Right.
I wanted to learn from people who actually had step-by-step information that I could follow. And it got me some results, not just in a monetary way, but in almost every area of my life. But if you think about what I learned in music, orchestration and conducting, it's much the same as in business or in marketing.
For example,
for example, Orchestrating. When you write music for an ensemble, be it a symphony, a big band, or even a small ensemble, you've got trombones, flutes, clarinets, percussion, strings. You don't need to actually play those instruments to write for them, but you have to know their limitations. You have to know the range.
Sure.
You have to know their capabilities. You have to, you know that trombones can't necessarily play fast, really fast moving lines like, say, the string section can, or violin. So you have to know that. And then when you conduct them, you have to know where they are. For example, trombones are in the back right, as okay. you're facing them as the conductor. Strings are on your front left.
Right.
Violins are on your front left, and then you got violas right in front of you, and then you got clarinets and flutes, and you've got percussion way in the back. You kind of yell at those guys. So how does this relate to business and marketing? Well, in my business prose marketing business, I need to be able to orchestrate the instruments just like in an orchestra. For example, if I'm talking about trombones in the far right, mm-hmm. that's my traffic generation.
Got it.
I need to know where my traffic is coming from. I need to know where can I get the highest value for my advertising dollar.
Right.
So traffic is an important thing. If I think about the violins in the front left, when the trombones beat that strong path to my website, I need my violins to pick up on that and really capture the attention and interest of my audience.
Okay.
So again, I mean, you need to know where your things are moving.
Where
so
your players fit in.
Exactly. So you're talking about traffic. Where does it go? How do I engage it? How do we capture that lead? And then how do we automate the sequence? So for example, back in the 80s, they had the early sequencers, which were, I could maybe play a bass line on that and follow along with it. Today, we have software.
Okay.
And it's the automation that can handle the traffic generation, the lead capture, the lifecycle marketing and conversion process.
And we're going to get into more of that.
Right. Those are the step-by-step things that we're going to be talking about today.
And I know that when we come after the break, we're going to get you to talk about the new Google and how you can help our listeners do a little Google overture. We'll take a little from your conducting language, a little overture in their business. And we'll be right back. But right now you're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. That's right. We have Paul Tobey in studio here, founder and CEO of Training Business Pros. I'm Lindsay Vanstone with you. Beautiful Sunday. And we are live here in Toronto right now. It's 9:24. The great news is we do want to take your calls on this show. So if you have any questions for Paul, give us a shout. It's 416-870-6400, *640 on your cell, and the lines are open now. So Paul, you know, we were talking a little bit about that overture just before we got into the break, but let's do a little jam now on some Google changes.
You know, it's funny that you should mention that. Because in music, when you change the chords during a piece of music, we call those the changes.
Right.
And often when you go to jam sessions, somebody comes up on stage and they'll go, well, do you know the changes to this song? Or do you know the changes to that song?
Because there can be changes all the time.
Right. And it's up to us, our businesses, to adapt to those constant changes. And there's a lot of talk these days about traffic and how I can get more of it, because the competition for traffic online is fierce. Therefore, you really need to understand that there are multiple traffic sources. Let's talk about the free traffic source. Now, just like you or our listeners might have Google as their homepage when they open their browser.
Tons of people
this
do.
Is
yep.
pretty much a place that they go. It's the number one search engine on the planet. But the algorithm has changed significantly over the past couple of years. There was first what we call the Penguin updates to the algorithm and then the Panda updates. And a lot of people are like, well, what is that? And what do I pay attention to these days? Because the concept of SEO or search engine optimization has actually changed dramatically. It's actually dead as far as I'm concerned. The old ways that marketers could manipulate the algorithm to drive traffic are essentially gone. So okay. How did Google go about this? Well, they actually hired a guy by the name of Naveed Panda. It's a real person. And he was a really smart guy. And he thought, well, how can I create an algorithm that marketers cannot exploit? In other words, putting keyword phrases, stuffing them into the web page, building some fake backlinks, going and building fake blogs, spinning articles, and basically throwing out this net of link farms all over the planet to drive more traffic to the website.
Right.
So NaviPanda said, well, let's not base it on what marketers do. Let's base it on what the site visitor does. So now when you do a search on Google, if they happen to click your web listing in the organic or even in the paid, Google then tracks that traffic past that click onto your website, and then it looks for how you engage.
How does this work?
Right. So it's a very powerful algorithm that called user experience, and you really want to optimize that user experience. So if they come to your web page and they leave without clicking anything and they're gone within 15 or 30 seconds, we call that the bounce rate. Your job as an online property is to decrease the bounce rate. Get them to stay on that web page, increase the time on that page to at least an average of 2 minutes. Get them to click multiple things, engage with the video, or essentially just hang out on that page long enough, scroll it multiple times so that Google can say, hey, I sent you this free traffic. Are you making good use of it? And so we call that user experience optimization.
Okay.
In the old world, we had search engine optimization, which meant that marketers could exploit that. But you cannot exploit what a user does.
You can't fake that I have scrolled down or clicked something. They can't just generate that anymore.
Correct.
Okay.
You can't make somebody do that unless you have the concept of passive versus persuasive. So we're going to talk about the details about what persuasive means. For example, In a website, to me, one of the first things you want to do is you want to stand out. You want to make sure that when people hit that web page, I understand immediately within 15 seconds that I'm in a different space. This, for example, I always tell the story about Jägermeister. I mean, Jägermeister is like literally one of the worst alcohols on planet Earth, but yet they sell millions of dollars a year, not based on the fact that they're better, but that they're different.
Okay.
So a website must be different, because if you just try to be better and make better pictures and all of that, that's not going to work very well. So what I always instruct my clients and my training clients, and when we do web projects, we always think about, well, what is the inside advantage of your company?
Okay.
And that means, who's my high priority targeted audience? What do we actually do for them? How do we sell our what to our who? And then how do we create a series of imaginative events that get people to interact with us on multiple levels, be that radio, television, website, or whatever, driving everybody to this location where you can capture their contact data, or you can start data mining using automation. And it's become really effective to do that in this day and age. And people are like, well, I don't want people tracking me and I don't want them following me around the internet. Well, you can shut that all off if you know how. But the reality of the situation is, when people want something, if you give them what they want and they can find it quickly and you can persuade them to take an initial micro commitment, then you can really capture their attention and interest. So one of the ways we do that is actually something called hypnotic copywriting.
Okay, you've got to explain to us what that's all about.
Well, hypnotic essentially means you're attacking the subconscious of the mind, the part of the brain
you're
that actually makes decisions, right? Because once you perceive something, then you filter it through your experience and your opinions, ideas, and beliefs.
Sure.
So hypnotic copywriting captures their, grabs their attention. It informs them very, very quickly that they're in the right place. And then it builds what we call curiosity. And curiosity on a web page or a landing page or a social media page is really the thing that you're trying to do.
That's the goal, right?
Right. Make me curious enough so that I stick around to find out what's really going on
here. And click one more thing or look a little harder.
Exactly.
Right.
And there are specific places, for example, to put those calls to action, to put those persuasive ideas. So when we get back, let's talk about that. Let's talk about, well, what are some of the things that we can actually do? And I think we might be
able... The free traffic that you can get from Google.
Right.
You're going to give us a little bit of a more inside look on how you can better use this to your advantage.
Right. And then we're going to talk about, okay, so once we've got that traffic, what's the first thing we want them to do?
Love it. I hope you're loving it too. Again, those numbers, just in case you do want to give us a call, 416-870-6400, star 640 on your cell. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour with Paul Tovey on Talk Radio AM 640. That's right. Hard to believe, but we are live here in Toronto on this Sunday morning. 16 degrees out there, lots of sunshine for you. Paul Tovey with me here in studio. We're talking a little bit about Google algorithms there. And again, we are taking your calls. You just heard those numbers, 416-870-6400, star 640 on your cell if you do have any questions or anything that you want to call in and talk to us about. So we just heard a little bit about user experience optimization. So now we've got the newfound traffic to our online properties, and now you're going to kind of tell us what to do with that traffic.
Right. So if your audience, if our audience missed it, the more somebody interacts with our site right now, that traffic that came from Google, Google's going to send you more of it by bumping you up the search engine list.
So the more people that go on and click, the better for you, and then they send you more people based on that.
Right, and you get more people by rising in the search engine listings.
Right, so then maybe you went from page two to page one.
Right, so now that we have that traffic and they're engaging and interacting with us, how do we make money from that? And essentially that's the goal for any business. I'm not going to put out a website that basically just informs people, but I'm going to get them to take some type of action. And the first action that most businesses and most of my clients want is they want what's called a lead. Mm-hmm. A lead is somebody who did a search, found you on social media or whatever, they came to the website and you collect their contact data in exchange for something of value. Now, we used to live in a world where newsletters were good, people don't read them anymore, but essentially what I do is I package up something in terms of a video program, an ebook, a report, a checklist, something of value that I can give them in exchange for their customer data. And then we enter into something called lifecycle marketing. And I learned this from Infusionsoft, which is actually where our company is the leading resellers and implementers for this very automated CRM for small business.
And when you say the leading, this is proven. You guys are number one.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm not saying that to impress anybody.
Right.
I'm saying that to impress upon them that Infusionsoft is an amazing product.
Right.
It changed the scope of our business, and it's changed the direction and results of many of the businesses that we've helped through marketing implementation or training.
Right.
So, and I learned this from them. It's called lifecycle marketing. Essentially what it is let's, when they get to us, let's wow them with the difference between us and our competitors. Then let's collect the contact data in exchange for that wow factor. And then let's inform them over the next year or 2 years. We don't have to sell them right away. If I get 20 leads this month, I don't have to convert all 20 with a phone. I can take my time.
Right.
And a lot of the automation that can follow up with somebody and segment them and put them into little buckets, a lot of that automation can handle the heavy lifting for
me. Because the initial thing was getting that lead.
Right. So you get the lead, you sell them, and then the automation can wow them. So you attract the audience, you sell them, then you wow them with your follow-up.
Got it.
So you can automate your marketing, your sales, your fulfillment, your HR, your finance. You can automate all of those things with this amazing piece of software. And automating, like the early sequencers of the 80s in music, becomes a sequence of events. When the customer or the prospect does this thing, the automation kicks in and starts doing several things. For example, as soon as I collect a lead, one of the very first things that I do on that first lead capture form is I start segmenting. I ask them a little bit about themselves. For example, which of the following best describes you? I would like to learn and do my own digital marketing. I would like somebody I trust to do my digital marketing for me.
Yeah.
Or the third one is, please come in and train my team because we need some extra guidance.
Right.
So then you could even do that twice. You can say, as soon as you fill out this first form, then go to the second form. And the more information they give you, you use that information to data mine. Now, you can data mine the responses to surveys, but you can also data mine things they click. For example, everything that they click on my website creates a tag that gets put into Infusionsoft so we can track the journey.
Creates a profile on that individual person as they go and as they're just even discovering information that you want them to discover.
Exactly. And it's not just a profile, it's a history. So the profile is essentially, well, what do we need to know about them from a geographic and a demographic standpoint? But what can we learn about them by tracking their history of consumption? And consumption is not always just what they buy, it's what do they interact with.
Right.
And I think that's the important part that people don't understand right now. Most of the time, all I know or what most people know about their website is how many visitors they get and how many sales they made. But they don't really know anything in between so that they can capitalize and raise the results of each of those
things. So that data is great, but then you have to have like a next step on what to do with that data.
Right. And at this point, I want to talk about, because that's our inside advantage. That's the inside advantage that we share with our clients.
Okay.
And before the end of today, we're going to give people an opportunity to participate and learn more about what their inside advantage is and how can they use that information to change their online property.
So I have a website for you from Katarina in Toronto. She's called in and we're going to talk to her right after this break, but you do your homework while we go to commercial, and it's going to be bloomingflowerdesign.com. So stay tuned. Katarina, you hang on the phone with your question because we're going to get right back to you, and you are listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. That's right. We're live here in Toronto on this Sunday morning here at AM 640 with Paul Tobey in studio, founder and CEO of Training Business Pros. Time is just flying with us here. But again, pick up those phones if you have any questions for Paul, 416-870-6400 and *640 on your cell. We're going to get right back into it, Paul, and you're going to set up for us something we're going to do every week on the show. Exciting. The Online Property Challenge.
So here's how this is going to work. The rules of the game.
Okay, the rules.
So every week, you're going to share, your audience or our audience is going to share a web page with me. You can do that on Facebook at Paul Tobey. You can do that on Twitter at Paul Tobey, or you can call in the number. The number is
416-870-6400, *640 on your cell. And we should say Tobey is T-O-B-E-Y.
So a single page, either your home page, a landing page, a social media page, or whatever, anything that people visit that you want to get more results from. And then, as per the rules of the game, I get to share one with you.
Amazing. Okay.
So we're going to take a look at maybe the differences between the two, some of the things that I look for, and I'm going to try to add at least $10,000 worth of value. So if you actually change these things, how could that create another $10,000 in my business over the next, say, 6 months or 12 months?
Incredible.
So we had several people.
Contestants.
come in. We've picked one because it's a highly competitive industry.
Wonderful.
And it's called flowers.
Wonderful.
So
okay.
You've got all of the FTD people online and teleflorists and all of that. And essentially, it's a highly, highly competitive business. It costs a ton of money to create traffic in terms of paid advertising and Google AdWords and remarketing and all of that. So we have a website called bloomingflowerdesign.com.
So and we have Katarina on the phone. Do you want to talk to Katarina while we're discussing this? Okay, perfect. Katarina, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We're wonderful. All right, you're on with Paul, so he's going to kind of give you the rundown of now you've joined the Online Property Challenge. So over to you, Paul.
Good morning, Katarina. How are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
Great, thank you. Is it okay if I share a little bit about what I see, and are you willing to accept a little bit of guidance?
Yeah, for sure.
Excellent, thank you. So it is a highly competitive industry. I don't know if you've ever purchased traffic before, but when you purchase traffic to something like this, if you've got a flower design that's $50, it might cost you three times that to get the traffic to actually sell that. So it's highly competitive. And so what we want to do here and what I see, and some of the things that I look for in any homepage, because this is not a specific landing page. Its job is not to get people to do something immediately, but send them on a choose your journey approach. So for example, this homepage is going to get the majority of your traffic. It's going to get the majority of your free traffic, your social media traffic, all of that. If you're going to buy traffic, I wouldn't buy it to this page. So let's be clear on that. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Okay. So if we get that free traffic, what do we like to do with it? Well, number one, it says, imagine bringing your floral vision to life and loving every minute of it. That is a nice statement. It's very cute and pretty, and it kind of talks about bringing my floral design to life, but it doesn't tell me why you're different. How do you do that differently than your competitors? Not better than, because essentially what we're talking about is flowers. But what is your approach? So for example, if I say my floral design, I'm really actually counting on you to be the expert in this thing. And you need to stand out to your high priority targets. Now, you didn't, you know, if you want to round me up, are you looking for what specific type of individual? But also you want to basically say, okay, here's what makes us different in the marketplace. And then what I think is really powerful is anything that's above the fold. If you look where the girls are standing right now, I would superimpose or leave some space to give me three places to go. And I call that the big three. So they would be buttons that I would click that wouldn't go to another page, but they would engage me. And when I click it, it scrolls the page to that part on the homepage.
So are we talking like a what are you looking for type thing?
Right.
Like, would it be like a large arrangement, this type of arrangement? Is that the kind of maybe the first option?
And you could segment them based on visitor. You could say businesses go here, individuals go here, or any way you want to segment them.
So we're already separating, right? Is this for a corporate event or for a personal event?
Exactly.
Something like that.
Exactly. So what is it you're looking for, or who are you, and how can we send you to the right place? So those three buttons, they don't go to another page. They actually, when you click them, they scroll this page, which really plays into the new Google algorithm, which says, how long does somebody engage with this page? What do they click and where do they go? And so what we want to do is, instead of giving them right up front, and you notice along the top, she's got her navigation. You really want to make that maybe top right, get it out of the way. Get your three buttons in there and get them to scroll and interact with this page. So let's recap. What makes us different, and where can we send our audience based on what they want or who they are?
Awesome. Katarina, I hope you found that very helpful.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Perfect. And we'll make sure we share your info with Paul just in case you have any other questions. I know we have lots of questions and calls coming in, Paul, but I want to give you a chance now to share one of your websites with us as part of this challenge, because you take one and you give one. So now it's your turn.
Right. So the very thing that I'm talking about is displayed on a page we call businessprosmarketing.com. Let me repeat, businessprosmarketing.com/inside-advantage. So businessprosmarketing.com/inside-advantage.
I'm going to tweet this out right now just in case anybody's following me, but we'll tweet it from Paul's page as well. So you can click on that directly. We'll send you a link.
Right. And I'm going to actually paste it into Facebook. I'm going to write a comment in the Facebook feed where we have people, you know, chiming in. I'm going to throw it in a couple of different places.
So tell us the great thing, or the what do we need to know about Inside Advantage?
Right. So the first thing you'll see is that I don't have any navigation on this except for buttons. So there's no place that they can go except this page. So we call this a landing page. And we call it, on this page, it says Inside Advantage Roundtable. Spend an eye-opening, which is the hypnotic part, eye-opening 3 hours with Canada's leading digital marketing expert and trainer, Paul Tobey. That's just a little bit of ETR, right? Earn the right. Why would people actually want to come? In the background of this thing, if you're not on mobile, if you're on desktop or iPad, you'll see this video that shows an actual session.
Okay.
So there's action going on behind the headline.
Yes.
So
okay,
you've got
I see it. I see exactly what you're talking about.
Headline. You've got action going on behind. And now I have two things to do. Why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, why do you want to attend this event? And then there's a reserve now button for people that just want to skip over everything and find out what the deal is.
So I'm already, you know what, if I already love you and I already want to attend, I can just skip right over reading all the info and say, okay, now I want to reserve a seat and come and meet you in person.
Right. So normally when you click a button, what happens? It goes to another page. Click the why attend button, see what happens.
Okay.
What did it do?
Now I'm into a whole different, I've just scrolled down on the page. So I'm still on the same page. You haven't taken me off the page where you wanted me to be, but now I'm just getting some more information about what this is all about.
Then there's another headline that says, you know, once in a while, there are events that can change the course of our business and our lives. The Inside Advantage Roundtable just may be one of those events. And then I go through what I call the 5W1H formula. There are six marketing brothers who served me well and true. Their names are who and what and where, why and how and who.
And we got to answer all those questions.
Why should you attend? Who's it for? What will I learn? How can I participate? Anything else I need to know? What's the tuition? Is there a guarantee? What are the available dates? take action. Reserve my seat now.
We're going to give you more of these available dates in a moment because we're going to come right back. We're going to wrap up everything. We're going to do a recap. We've got some people on the phone here for Paul. It's been a really busy business hour here for our first show. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. We're back, and so much has happened. Just in case we don't get to your call, you can just call and leave your info for Paul at 416-870-6400, star 640 on your cell, and he will get back to you after the show. We were just talking about this Inside Advantage Roundtable right before we went to the break, Paul, so tell us a little bit more about that. Very interesting stuff.
There's three dates on the landing page, businessprosmarketing.com/inside-advantage.
Right.
There are September 21st, October 11th, November 1st. So what I decided to do is in my, quite frankly, very busy schedule, mm-hmm. I tried to find even three dates. People need to know that my marketing services, I charge $10,000 a day. So to spend even a morning with people and take time away from that 10 grand is a pretty good value, I believe,
for sure.
People's time. And I've been training lots of people for the last, 10 years. So there's actually a fee to this, but I'm only taking 12. So if you want to spend 3 hours with me, and I'm going to cater the breakfast and coffee and tea and whatever, and it's at our studios here in Toronto.
Which are great and very interactive.
If you want to hang out in nice comfy chairs, mm-hmm. just 12 of us together, it's mm-hmm. What some people can do with 12 of their best friends. They could maybe change the world. Essentially, what we're going to do is we're going to help those businesses understand what's really going on in today's online marketplace.
Right.
And we're not just going to do this with opinions. We're going to do this with actual examples. And you can actually attend in person, and then it's unlimited live stream. So it's HD live stream.
So if you don't get into one of the 12 seats in one of those three sessions, you can just sign up and live stream and do it right from the comfort of your desk.
Right. So in these sessions, we're going to look at real time, and we're going to actually look at my clients, because I've talked to them and said, we're going to show them, we had one client that had 0.75 leads a day. We took them to 6 in 30 days without spending any more money.
Wow.
So how do you do that? And we're going to see actual battle-tested lead capture and conversion campaigns. We're going to look inside Infusionsoft and see how that handles the automation of everything with real results and key performance indicators.
Okay, so that's businessprosmarketing.com/inside-advantage. So we will make sure that if you want to check out this website and sign up with, we will get this information to you. We'll post it for you so you can find it.
Right, and we're going to allow our listeners to this show to participate first, because I'm going to start marketing it on my own. And when I start marketing it to my list of, say, 30,000 people, I expect those 12 seats in only 3 dates. So we're talking about 36 people in studio.
This is going to fill
out
up fast.
It's not a lot of opportunity for people. So
you're hearing about it first here on our first edition of the show. So quickly go and sign up. Now, Paul, I'll give you the option. Do you want to give a recap of what we've learned today, or do we want to wrap up with a call here?
Yeah, let's take a call.
Okay. We're going to talk to Edith in Cambridge. And Edith, if you want to plug in a website, has given us editdesign.ca. So Edith, do you have a question for Paul?
Hello.
Hi, Edith. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Do you have a question for Paul today?
Yeah, first of all, congratulations. And second of all, I would like to improve my website. So it's always improving more business.
Okay, so I think Paul's plugging in your website right now, editdesign.ca. Paul, any tips for Edith?
Yes, so we're actually continuing on our online property challenge, apparently, so that's cool. I really like what she's done with segmenting her audience. So she's basically talking about, right up front, she's saying, if you want space planning, go here, outdoor kitchens, go here, vanities, go here. But instead of the headline, put them as links. So space planning should be a link that scrolls the page. Outdoor kitchen should be a link that scrolls the page.
Vanities, so we're still staying on the same page. We're just bumping down a bit.
Right. And the other thing is, make sure that I've got a headline here, a very hypnotic headline that makes me stand out immediately and builds enough curiosity for me to want to stay. What makes Edith Designs different in the marketplace? And she really has to think that through. So Edith, start thinking about what is it that you do that is absolutely different than all of your competitors. Now, it could be a customer service, way you handle customer service. It could be your designs. It could be the way that you follow up with your customers. I mean, it could be really anything from a business perspective, but I want to know what it is.
Perfect. Edith, I hope we answered your question there, because we are just quickly and rapidly running out of time on this fabulous first show. Paul, it was so wonderful to have you here with us. Is there anything that you want to tell us about next week coming up? Because we'll be back here live next Sunday so people can get all their questions and websites ready to go to send in for you. We're going to do the online property challenge again.
Well, we're going to have some special guests.
Ooh.
We're trying to line one up for next week. I'm not looking for, you know, low-level guests. I really want some people with some insight and some results. So we're going to be trying to line those up for next week or even the week after. So we're on here weekly. It's been a real fun time. Thank you, everyone, for spending some time with us. I truly appreciate it. BusinessProsMarketing.com is the information that you need.
BusinessProsMarketing.com. Thank you so much for joining us. And you've been listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640.